Westfall, Program Manager in Access. I work on macros. Macros help wire together interfaces and write do business logic. Let's get started with the hello world of macros, the drill through example, to open up a pop-up form from a data sheet. And then we'll get more complicated as we go along.
I have formatted a hyperlink ID control. Right now, clicking on it does nothing. Let's open a form filtered to the current record. I will open the property sheet and create an embedded macro with the new macro builder. The search box in the action catalog helps you quickly find actions to accomplish your particular task. Not only do we search on the name, but also the help string. When you select an action, help is displayed at the bottom of the catalog. I can drag and drop the open form action and script the action. I select the form I want to open, which in this case is the contact details form. Tooltips display for the action when I hover over the action name. As well, it shows for the argument name on hover, so I can understand how to use the argument. The where condition is the hardest part of making the hyperlink work. I need to get the value for the current ID and pass it to the contact detail filter. I build up the full form's reference to the ID from the top down, starting with the main form. Then to the navigation subform, and then getting to the ID on the datasheet subform. IntelliSense in the Macro Designer helps users wire expressions faster and with fewer errors. Pretty simple hyperlink example. The action catalog helps you find the actions you need. Tooltips help you understand how action arguments are used, while IntelliSense helps reduce errors while writing complex expressions. As all developers know, things are never that simple. Bugs creep up. Those darn users have reported a couple bugs in my hyperlink. I will add a couple of if conditions to save the current record, handle the new record condition, and add some error handling in for robustness. The first bug is making sure I always have the latest information in my details form, so I can add a check to guarantee the record has been saved before the pop-up opens, in case I make an edit just before I open the hyperlink. I add an if statement with a check to see if the form has been dirtied, and then save the record. I add this before the form is popped up. As well, I need to set my data mode argument. Since this macro will open for existing and new records, I need to add an if-else condition to my logic to open the form in add mode for new records and edit mode for existing records. If the ID is null, we know it's in add mode. I also want to add some robustness with a simple error handler in case something unexpected occurs. I add the onError macro action to the top of the macro to catch the errors. I have it go to a submacro. Inside of the submacro, I raise up a message box with the error description to make it easy for the developer to debug. Now that we've handled our bugs, we can use some of the features like expand collapse, groups, and comments to make our code more readable. We will also learn how we can share and reuse our logic. As your macro gets more complicated, it gets harder to read, and the inevitable code refactor creeps up. I can use the collapse actions to make it easier to view the code. Expanding them then creates an easy editing environment. There are some cases where you want to move actions together. Single select drag drop is tedious and error prone. The group construct allows you to group commands together and expand and collapse those actions. Comments are useful to add some explanation of the code so it's easy to understand what's going on when I want to edit the macro in 6 months' time. Submacros are similar to subroutines and allow me to branch my code into different executable pieces. I can easily share this macro with other events. The In This Database node makes it very easy for me to copy this macro to other similar events. For instance, when I open another macro that should call this code, I just go to the In This Database option, select the form I want to add, and add a copy of the macro to reuse the code quickly. The last tip I have is, if you don't see an action you need, click the Show All Actions button. By default, actions that only run in Trusted Mode are hidden. For example, if I wanted to use the ever-popular set value, you need to click this button. When you write useful logic, it's inevitable you want to share it with others. I can easily copy the macro from the designer and paste it into other events or into Notepad to share with others. The macro is stored in XML format that is thoroughly documented online.